Now, we've been talking throughout the programme about Donald Trump's 20% tariffs on European imports to the United States and how it's going to impact large and indeed smaller companies. We're going to talk now to Neil MacDonald. He's CEO of ISME, the representative body for small and medium enterprise, and to Sarah Furnow, who's joint owner of Cashel Farmhouse Cheesemakers. And you're both welcome to the programme. Neil, on the big picture first for small and medium companies, how are they impacted both from the US tariffs and what is potentially coming down the line in counter tariffs from the European Union?
Yes, good morning, Mary. Probably only about 5% of our members would export to the United States, but for those that do, US exports would make up about 37% of their trade, so they would be significantly impacted. The concern for a lot of them is, as you say, not necessary for the wider SME community, is what is the European response going to be and to what extent is that going to affect them? But also the SME community is worried about second order effects. In other words, a great many SMEs in Ireland, their largest or in some cases their sole customer would be a US multinational, either in pharma or in IT services. And what are those businesses going to do? What volume of business are they going to do with Irish SMEs and suppliers in the future? So it's the longer term effects of alteration to trade that's worrying a lot of SMEs at the moment.
So for them, this state of uncertainty goes on.
Exactly. You know, are you going to go to the bank seeking debt for an extension to your factory in this environment? You're going to get some very difficult questions from the bank. So uncertainty has an immediate effect, irrespective of what is the government and the EU response is going to be. Uncertainty in the market creates effects right now, irrespective of what the outcome is going to be in the longer term.
Sarah Furnow, joint owner and cheese maturer of Cashel Farmhouse Cheesemakers, is also with us. You're welcome, Sarah. How much business do you do with the United States?
Today, it's less than 15% of our business, but we've been working in the States since the 90s, and there, at one point, it was 40% of our business.
And why did you change that model, or was it changed for you?
It's an interesting story, actually. Domestic production of artisan cheese in the States has really grown, and it's really, when I think about that, and we have a lot of industry colleagues, craft industry colleagues in the US. So I suppose the market has become more competitive, but it's still very much, we really enjoy working in the States, and it gives us great energy.
That 15% of your business, as you say, trading with the United States, how important is that to you? Or are you already sourcing alternative markets?
I think reputationally, it's important to us. There's some really strong influencers in speciality quality cheese in the US. We've been developing, luckily, the Irish market, not luckily, I mean, I'm very proud of how food tastes have changed in Ireland over the 40 years we've been making. So our home market is our strongest market. But in the last few years, we've really been developing the Australian market as well.
So I'm sure sighs of relief from you that you have done that and you are down from 40% to 15%. Neil, as you say, only about 5% of the small enterprises you represent would trade in this market. But it is the European counter tariffs now that you are most worried about. In terms of help you will be seeking from government, what do you want?
There isn't going to be a single answer for that, Mary. I mean, if you're a whiskey exporter, solutions are going to look different than if, like Sarah, you're exporting cheese. And let's be honest about it. Nobody is asking that the government is simply going to bail out lost sales. That's not going to be sustainable for government or for business. So realistically, what we're looking to see is that the Irish government and the EU has a clear strategy on how they're going to manage this. It is clear as we look at the tariffs announced by the US last night, that this isn't about the US correcting perceived mismatches in tariffs. This is all about the US trying to restructure trade balances and eliminate what they perceive as trade deficits. So we want to see a meaningful engagement by government and the EU in how we shorten this trade war.
Neil MacDonald, Sarah Furnow, thank you both for joining us.